USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is testifying before a Democratic-led House Appropriations DHS subcommittee on Wednesday. Tennessee Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischman asked Mayorkas about his department's preparations for the lifting of Title 42.
Would DHS have been prepared if not for the court order, sir?
Ranking Member Fleischman, thank you very much for your question. It is our responsibility to plan and prepare for eventualities that might materialize. We started to plan and prepare for the end of Title 42 commencing in September of last year, September of 2021.
Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright's funeral service is taking place at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. today. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Home prices are continuing their trend upward. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Home buyers in Tampa, Florida need to earn 48% more now than they did a year ago in order to afford the medium-priced home. That's according to Redfin Analysis released Wednesday morning. Other cities in the same predicament, Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Orlando, Florida.
The World Bank is warning the conflict in Ukraine could cause the largest commodity shock since the 1970s. A new forecast says the conflict will contribute to massive price increases for everything from natural gas to wheat. Report co-author Peter Nagel saying households across the world will feel the impact, particularly the world's poorest. Natural gas is set to double in price in Europe, while wheat could jump more than 40% worldwide. The price increases are thanks to severely limited exports projected from Ukraine and Russia. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Department of Homeland Security has announced a plan for when Title 42 ends. They say it includes increasing the amount of border agents and expanding processing facilities for illegal immigrants. Title 42 is a pandemic authority that denies illegal immigrants entry to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. But the CDC says it's not necessary anymore. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says that the Biden administration's policies are not deterring people from crossing the border illegally.
The border's been overrun. It's as simple as that. And the reason why is because this administration is listening to radical left-wing activists that are basically arguing for an open border.
Michigan's Republican primary is heating up just days after 10 gubernatorial candidates filed petitions to run for the state's top job.
A group tied to Republican gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon challenged nominating petitions submitted by rival candidate James Craig. They said Craig likely did not turn in enough valid signatures to qualify for the GOP primary. Dixon, the former host of a conservative news show, and Craig, the ex-Detroit police chief, are among 10 Republicans who filed petitions by April 19th. The deadline to contest those signatures is Tuesday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot set for an estimated $458 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.